Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
He's had his ups and downs, but now he's firing on all cylinders. Here's Sports with Petey Mack. Hands down, the most adjusted guy on the Todd and Tyler radio empire.
Any more adjusted than Nick Allen? I don't know. Just the word adjusted. It's not well adjusted. We used the word adjusted for some reason on this show.
I'm adjusted to some setting.
Yeah. Bad news for you, Todd. Did you read this on Twitter? I just saw it.
No.
Adrian Peterson to the Packers?
Really?
Oh?
Didn't happen. But it said after years of Packers going to be Vikings, you know, it said could AP be going to the Packers? Maybe it's one of those
interesting,
one of those nice fit articles. I didn't read it. I knew Puss was just like his elbows moving. Look at that, his shoulder. Look at his shoulder.
Yeah,
look at Puss's shoulder. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah,
they need an old running back.
Do you want that guy?
They need a running back.
Yeah, well, we need a running back, and there would kind of be some sweet justice of you know
the Favre situation.
Watching Adrian Peterson run wild over the Packers for so many years.
Yeah, but he's
to have him come
sore
there and actually like
in the morning,
be a piece of a possible good team.
I don't know. I just was scrolling through Twitter and somebody said that.
No, I think
he was cheap.
You've already seen the best of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. I think we have. Yeah.
I think he's a little damaged now.
Yeah,
that guy's
like
proven
kids
to be bionic.
Like his kids are damaged.
Kids probably more damaged than him.
I don't think he's a lead back anymore, but he could get a few carries here and there.
I don't know. I just saw the Twitter.
I don't think he'd be happy in that role.
Oregon, Green Bay, for that matter. It's cold up there, man. He likes playing indoors.
Not like
right?
Minnesota.
Yeah, but he plays indoors in Minnesota. Yeah.
Dude's been hurt so many times and come back faster than anyone.
He'd have to come back for less money. They're looking at less money.
But how many times can you do that? Right.
I mean, I don't know. One is more than most people can withstand, and he's, you know, two or three, so.
You get diminishing returns.
Yeah. Well, I'd take him.
You guys are looking at, I just saw the Broncos are looking at, God, who are they looking at? Some old has-been, too. Shouldn't say
many.
Yeah, I know.
Victor Cruz.
Yeah, Vic Cruz. Yeah, he's not a has-been. He's actually a good receiver. But, yeah, it was Cruz I read this morning. Yeah. All right. And the Chiefs, sir. The Chiefs.
They are. The Chiefs shouldn't take Adrian Peterson. Yeah. They already have a wife beater on the offense. They don't need a kid beater in the backfield. That's pushing it.
Yeah.
Well, you hear they're looking for that upgrade from Alex Smith to Tony Romo.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Just bet on when he breaks his back.
Right.
The Chiefs probably have the fastest guy in the NFL right now, in Tyreek Hill, that alleged girl puncher and choker. Pregnant
convicted
girlfriend.
Convicted.
Yeah. But the
Throw
Chargers were dropped
Throw
down.
It out there. Right. Convicted.
Pled out. And there's no video of it, so it's like it never happened. At one point, Adrian Peterson was probably the fastest man in the NFL.
Yeah, of course.
And at one point, certainly Darryl Green was the fastest man in the NFL.
Yeah, he was back when that mattered.
And his birthday is today.
How old's Darryl? Oh, you want to over under?
Well, let's go. Vegas has set it at 58.5.
Under.
Over.
Darryl Green, 57 years old today.
He's probably pretty still. I bet he's the fastest 50. I wonder if he's the fastest 57-year-old out there.
I bet he's still in shape.
Yeah.
Man.
He might not be the fastest 57-year-old out there, but he could be.
Sure, he creaks.
He could beat most 57-year-old guys by a lot of yards.
Yeah. Walking, bro.
You slow down. You slow down.
Well, now's the time of year they should have the 57-year-old 100-yard dash.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great programming.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch it, too.
Yeah. This day in 1996, the Cleveland Browns fired Bill Belichick, who had a career record there of 36-44.
He didn't have Brady there.
They've had two winning seasons
since. He didn't have Brady there.
5 years later.
I know he's brilliant, but he didn't have Brady.
He took the Patriots job. He went 5-11 in their first year, and since then, 16 winning seasons, 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's Brady.
A lot of that is. One of them was Bledsoe.
Bledsoe, right?
Yeah. But Brady, yes.
Brady.
Yeah. And speaking of him.
But more excellent insight on the part of the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Another great move.
He wasn't winning there.
They made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
He took him to the playoffs.
He did, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he did take him to the playoffs. Yeah. And Tom Brady's commenting on his jersey. Remember, now he's got a jersey that's lost. Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Somebody told me about that. Yeah.
And the more I hear Tom Brady talk, the more he sounds like Tebow to me.
Oh. He's so rah-rah.
He's so rah-rah.
All-American. Yeah. Trump's the best president ever, I think he said. Yeah. No, he didn't say that.
Somebody asked him about the jersey, and he says, well, I hope I get it back. Man. If I don't, though, it's a jersey. But, gosh, sure would be a nice piece of memorabilia to have, but I'm not sure where it's at.
Shut up.
I don't think he was ever going to keep the jersey. The jersey was probably going to go to the Hall of Fame or something. He was never going to have it.
That's a Hall of Fame thing, right?
And nobody cares.
Nope.
I asked a couple Patriots fans last night. I was like, you care about this jersey thing?
They're
like, no.
They do in Boston,
right.
I bet.
Ask some of his teammates. They probably don't care.
No.
They have lots of jerseys.
Right.
Like, Tom, you got Giselle. What you care about that jersey for, man?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I almost understand Brady, you know, being the carefree. He's got piles of cash and a supermodel wife
he's lived
and
a
not
hard
a care
life.
In the world.
Like Bill Maher said, he's had a really tough go of it.
You know?
he's a big Republican Trumper. He's had a big tough go of it.
He's still got that draft
chip on his shoulder. A lot of empathy coming from Brady towards people that don't have everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Tebow shagging flies in the Arizona Fall League. Yeah. He doesn't have the right to be that carefree and happy.
You hold on to that.
No, he does. He's got Jesus.
Wasn't drafted.
He's got Jesus.
Sixth round.
Dude. Suck it, Jesus.
Craig jumping in there for no reason.
Got to keep that chip on your shoulder.
This is how not to get back into the National Football League. Alden Smith, remember him with the Niners when they went to the Super Bowl? Great defensive player, young stud, sack master, pass rusher.
You had me at sack master.
That's right. been reinstated and
that
put on the Raiders.
That was a man-on-man card I opened up the other day. So yeah. Thanks for being my sack master. Signed puss.
That's great.
Nick's dad perked up, too.
So he gets back into the league with the Raiders, and the Raiders not a bad young team as well. He could have stuck around for a while. He's only 27 years old. And then he gets in some other trouble, and then he's a month away from being reinstated again, and now he's being investigated for a domestic incident at his house.
Oh, man.
That's generally where domestic incidents happen.
Yeah. That's also where Jerry Jones's ears perked up.
Could happen at a, you know, like Joe Mixon's at a
store.
Could happen at a bar.
Don't hit your woman, man.
Yeah.
Don't hit your woman.
But it involves someone from your home.
Correct.
Get really, really pissed at your lady. We all do. But don't ever hit anybody.
No.
And I hate that since it happens so much in the news, it's such the norm that people always have to try to make it. Well, what'd she do? No.
What'd she do?
No, don't. Unless you're protecting yourself. Unless she's jacking you. With a wrench or something like that, you know, which hadn't happened to my house.
Watch out. I'm sure you got a lot of wrenches laying around. A guy like you's got a lot of wrenches.
I have a toolbox. I don't want to hear it. I got a toolbox. That's also the card I got from Puss. Thanks for the toolbox.
Yeah. Love the way you handle my wrenches.
I just hate when people just try to get into it. What happened? No, he hit her. He hit her.
There's not
he
an
got
excuse.
Drunk and he hit her.
Now, we don't.
Now, once again, protecting yourself is another thing.
Yes.
And there are some crazy women.
But none of this.
If you're mad at your woman for anything, you don't hit them. You leave them. You just you argue
walk
with
away.
Them. You walk away.
She must have done something.
No. Oh, you'll hear that.
No, that doesn't justify you hitting her. Unless she's throwing cast iron skillets at you.
Or haymakers.
Or assault rifles in case of Greg Hardy. There's no details on this. And, I mean, I suppose that this possibility does exist, and it's along the lines of your point, unfortunately. Yeah. But, like, maybe he just pissed her off. And she knows that, like, all I have to do is call the cops, and you'll be out of the league again.
But don't hit. But then, oh, because
we don't know. We just know. We just know police were called to the house. We don't know any of the details.
Oh no, you're right. That's just a
mess.
That doesn't mean he hit her. You're right.
Right.
That could mean anything. They were just. There was a lot of noise. Somebody called it in.
Yeah. Right.
Two people were bitching at this house. Surprise.
And that's all the girlfriends have to do anymore. Is like, you know what they'll do if I call the police. Yeah,
right. Yeah. They just have to make the accusation.
Is she black?
Yeah. And that's pretty unconscionable,
Because she could be a white chick.
I know white girls that talk like that, I guess.
Yeah, you do know white girls that talk like that, but you got the best accent. Petey grew up in the hood. He can do that. He's good at it, too, man.
Mama said get good at something.
Imitating black chicks is one of your skills.
That's what
I chose. Really,
I found something, Mom.
So proud, you know. It doesn't really pay off, but, you know. This day in 1998, after 20-some attempts, finally, Dale Earnhardt won Daytona 500.
Oh, he did. That's right. Yes. Yep. Yeah. 2 years later, what happened?
3 years later.
3 years later.
Trying
to
win it again.
Yeah.
He died.
Yep.
Trying to win it again. NHL blog will have all the coverage of Speed Week, which is so quickly approaching.
I love that Speed Week is on our NHL blog. I love that. It's just called the NHL blog. It's our spillway from the dam, the NHL blog. We don't want to talk about on the NHL blog. Speed Week.
There's be a lot of tweakers disappointed that's about cars.
I know, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And this day in 2002...
Well, every week is meth week in Daytona.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, that's true.
It's hard to distinguish.
Yeah, one week they have a race.
That's true.
One week they're racing cars, the other 51, meth week.
You might remember the controversy around this in the Olympics. It was in figure skating, pairs figure skating, and Russian team had been named the winners of the gold, but then they figured out this French judge was crooked and had some bad scores, and so the Canadian team was awarded a duplicate gold medal.
Oh, they got a duplicate?
Which had never been done.
Okay.
And they kind of became like, you know...
Two golds.
Yay! Right, yeah. You know, like one of those great
Olympic
stories.
It's like sharing a national championship, and then your team brags. They say they won theirs. And,
but we got the series trophy.
The other team won, too. Yeah. They both won. It's called sharing.
So their gold medal wasn't vacated like the NCAA does?
No, I mean, I suppose it wasn't necessarily the Russian pair's fault. You know, it was just this.
Surprise, Russia doesn't
judge.
Do anything. They don't really do anything illegal. They're such upstanding country. They don't.
Yeah, we should do more with them.
Yeah, we should. We are.
Why not?
They're helping to.
We should keep in closer contact.
Well, I think we're about as close contact as you can get.
Yeah, about 70 miles off of Delaware.
Besides that, you know. Talking to our guys,
right? But we should
tell them what to do.
Tell them a few secrets, just so they learn to trust us.
Well, we are telling them.
That's how you build a relationship.
We are
that's how
them
you
secrets.
Build a relationship.
Telling them secrets.
You tell them something.
What is this, Rushy? Yes, it is, Larry. Yes. That's what we are now.
And the NHL blog will have a full tribute today. Brock Lesnar has announced he's retiring from MMA.
All right.
Former Minnesota Viking too, I believe.
Drain the pus out of your ears to celebrate.
Man, everybody gets a needle.
Everybody gets a needle to drain the pus. I did that right.
I think that's a man on man card too. Thanks for draining the pus out of my ear.
Two MMA gay guys beating the hell out of each other. Man, well, I mean, like physically. Well, whatever. I just
whatever you want to picture.
Whatever
you want to picture. Whatever works. I think James Dolan, the Knicks owner, and Charles Oakley maybe exchanged some man-on-man cards.
I doubt that.
I doubt it, too. But Charles Oakley, welcome back into MSG.
Oh, he's loud back there. Yeah, good.
He had been blacklisted, and then he asked, why has it got to be blacklisted?
Yeah.
I don't know if that really happened or not. But. So Charles Oakley can go back. Now, this story, Doug Adler, I don't know if any of you ever heard the name. He worked for ESPN. He covered tennis. Was just a tennis announcer.
Is this a guy who dropped the Serena card?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about this on the air.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, well, I think you were here. We talked about him dropping the gorilla card.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Right.
And I kind of agree with him. I don't think it, once I listened to it more, I think he meant, you got the audio still? Let's play the audio for people. Now.
Perfect.
Thank you, Craig.
She misses a first serve and Venus is all over her.
Hey.
And you'll see Venus move in and put the gorilla effect on. Charging.
So,
gorilla, so he said gorilla effect on it.
Yeah,
G-U-E. Charging.
African-American person, gorilla effect. They automatically jumped to that conclusion. And the more I listened to it, he meant she was sneaky.
Right. Gorilla tactics.
Gorilla warfare.
This is a familiar tennis
unless the guy's
term,
got some,
apparently.
Unless the guy's got a bunch of old racist stuff in his past, it doesn't sound like he does.
He claims he's used this word a lot in his tennis conversations. And, of course, Nike had some ads talking about gorilla tennis in the 90s.
I never knew that.
No, I didn't know that
it's
either.
A gorilla with the U.
But
correct.
Did they fire him or just take him off the broadcast?
They took him off. They made him apologize, first of all. You know, and then there was, of course, social media outcry about stuff. The New York Times started piling on.
Right.
So after he apologized, he's forced to go on air and apologize. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, they basically came up to him at work and said, you're done. We don't want you anymore. So now he's suing because... And he's got a fair point. He says
it makes him look racist.
Yes.
Yes.
And who's going to hire a guy who's racist?
You're
when
right.
Really, his intent was just to use a good adjective for a style of tennis.
The American people will hire somebody who's racist.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You can get any job you want, really.
You have to be elected to that.
True.
You know, it's hard to get hired. Yeah. It's hard to have an employer reach out to, hey.
He's got a point there because he's obviously not a racist.
We could use a racist like you.
Right.
ESPN has higher standards.
Yeah.
True.
So does NBC. Billy Bush is out of a job.
I assume.
And he's just a sexist.
The only reason anybody here is aware of that clip is because, you know, Craig played it a bunch of times.
Right.
Did anybody hear that live?
Well, it was was it the finals?
I think it was the finals, yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't the finals? Okay, you're already on. All right.
No, because she played her sister in the finals.
Right. That.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, I think that was one of the earlier rounds.
No, you're right. Yeah. It was in the Australian Open, though.
And it was the middle of the night.
Yes.
In the U.S. soil, so you're right.
Nobody was watching.
But they fired him anyway.
Yeah, and
because it went viral.
His line is great. By the way, ESPN chose to handle this non-issue. They effectively branded me, my character, and my reputation for the rest of my life.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's a good lawsuit. I'd take that if I was a lawyer.
I hope he wins.
I hope he wins, too.
I do, too.
Because I think that's the key to that. You're the racist guy. No, you got to hear the whole story.
Yeah. There can't be many other places he can work. How many other places are there?
And I don't think he's hoping for a pile of money. He just wants to clear his reputation.
Right. Correct.
Now, if he drops a gorilla line somewhere else, that'd be funny. If they hire him somewhere else, he just keeps dropping it.
Look at that.
That dude looks just like a gorilla.
Look at her walking down the court like a gorilla.
Oh, my God. Look at that guy. Looks like a gorilla.
Gorilla with an O. Yeah.
He's never going to the zoo again.
No. Not at all.
So one of the most famous golf courses in the country, Riviera in L.A., is the host of this weekend's tournament. 8 of the top 10 in the world. Tiger Woods not there, was supposed to be there.
Tiger Woods not there. We're going to hear that for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and he was crazy, supposed to be there Monday for a press conference. Then he postponed it till yesterday for a press conference. So everyone kind of wondered, at least everyone in the golf world, Golf Channel was going nuts. What's he going to announce? What's he going to say at this press conference?
I love that term. The Golf Channel was going nuts.
Yes.
but always talking like this, though.
Yes.
When they go nuts, they still talk like this.
It makes it creepier.
I'm on the edge of
this
my seat.
This is crazy. Yeah.
What we are so upset with Tiger Woods.
Still waiting for him to show up. It's crazy.
So he canceled yesterday's press conference, which was a reschedule for Monday's press conference. He's claiming doctors advise him to limit his activity altogether. Which I don't know if that
down
means
a press conference.
Yeah, I don't know if that means he's bedridden at this point. Now there's only a
he's
couple.
He's gonna have a baby.
Yeah. I've never had the back spasms, so I don't know how painful they are.
I'm sure they're pretty painful.
I'm sure they're debilitating. Otherwise, he'd be out there. Right.
Only a couple tournaments left before the Masters that he could play in are, I can never say his name, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
In Florida, and then Houston.
That's one of the, that's one of the tougher foreign names out there.
Tongue twister.
Yeah.
Well, at least you don't say Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
At least you get that right, usually.
Yeah, I do that wrong all the time.
Yeah. It's so hard to say they named a drink after him.
Right. That's right.
Only 46 days till the Masters. Tiger's odds to win it now are down to 100-1, which are still way too high.
Yeah, that's way too high.
Yeah. Jordan Spieth, a clear favorite right now.
At some point, Tiger Woods not showing up somewhere has to stop being a story.
No, it's not.
He's
not
most places.
It will not be a story. They will always bring it up. Because sports radio and sports TV needs crap to talk about. It's 24/7.
When it's not football season.
A lot of times, the radio's on like a sports station if I park the car. So if I don't use the car all day, I'll get in the car and I'll back out. I'll back out of my house at, you know, 4. Well, what time is it? A little after 5. 5 o'clock, basically, in the morning, I'll pull out of my driveway. And I will hear two guys live just breaking down some NBA play. And I'm thinking, are you freaking kidding me, dudes?
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
What are you doing here, man? Nobody cares.
Yeah. Hmm. No, the last time.
I don't think they care.
They don't.
They report that Tiger won't be there.
Is the time he just.
No, well, due to Tiger Woods' death, he will not be playing in the PGA.
Thank you. Is he coming back?
Yeah.
Is he coming back?
But he's scheduled a press conference for tomorrow. Yeah. We will be there live.
Can he fight through that death injury?
Right. He will be reincarnated.
Tiger Woods' ashes on the range.
Right. It's not his fault. It is not his fault.
It's not.
But it's annoying. It's so annoying now.
It is.
Now it's really annoying.
Of all the things in sports that people, you know, just randomly will bring up to me besides football.
I understand that. But when does that stop?
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know.
Todd is right. And his death.
Probably when he's dead. Yeah. Or when he just completely retires. I mean, it's tough to see him playing on the Champions
Tiger
Tour.
Tiger Woods turns 60.
Oh,
is he playing this weekend?
Once he turns 50, there'll be speculation. Can Tiger recover in time to get on the Champions Tour?
Right. And that's 9 years.
That's 9 years from now. So
I mean,
he may just have completely walked away from the game altogether at that point.
Is he coming back?
But he might.
We'll tell you later. No, we'll break it down.
We're already prepping that show for 9 years from now.
Yes, we are.
Because it's going to come up.
Yeah. John Daly waited around a while before he got on the Champions Tour, the Senior Tour. And he's actually been doing pretty successful on it. But
he just turned 50. He's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll turn that on. He's always in the top somewhere.
Quite a few top 25s.
Because he's thinking, this is easier. These guys are old.
That's what he's thinking.
Nobody younger than me. This is great. These guys. That's exactly what happens when guys turn 50. They go, oh, my God, I can beat these guys.
Yeah, 50-year-olds should rule that.
And they do. The younger generation, like they did a stat where the guys from like 50 to 53 win almost everyone.
Everyone. I've never seen a stat.
Cyclical, that. Yep. Now, John Daly has won an event on the Champions Tour yet, but he's suspect to do that. But it probably won't be for a while. He literally walked off the course Sunday after the seventh hole. He had back-to-back bogeys, and he just went John Daly, threw his putter in the lake, and basically dropped the mic and walked off.
I won't throw your putter in the lake, Petey. Don't worry, man.
You better not. It's longing for you.
I know. I'll see it soon.
Right. Haven't made a putt since you banged it.
He might take
it's
the putter.
It's distracted.
That's my dad's proudest moment there, watching his
right. If the putter's in the lake.
Old son bang a putter.
Tyler's in there with it. Going for a swim.
Diving after it.
Frolicking.
I'm sorry.
Billy Gardell later on this morning. We're also talking to, Mark's going to be in here. Nick's dad, Mark, will stop in too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.